In Parshas Masai, it says in Kapitel Lamed Dalet, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. The Eibshe spoke to Moshe Zogende. Tzaves b'nei Yisrael. The Eibshe tells Moshe, Zos bafoilin the Yidden, you should tell the Yidden. V'yomart aleihem, you should tell them, Ki atem bon ela oretz Kanaan. You're coming to Eretz Kanaan, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Zois ha'oretz, this is the oretz, asher tipa lachem b'nachlo, Eretz Kanaan l'gvulei seho. The Eibshe tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael, they're now going into Eretz Yisrael. They have to know the tchumim of Eretz Yisrael, they have to know the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. And the psukim go on, difficult psukim, there's a lot of machloikis in over here, hard psukim, to push it to teach exactly what it means, the gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. Akoponim, the Eibshe tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Yidden that ki atem bon el oretz, you're coming to Eretz Yisrael. The medrash on this pasuk teaches ki atem bon el Eretz Yisrael zois ha'oretz asher tipu lahem l'nachla. What means zois ha'oretz? What does it mean you're going to Eretz Yisrael and this is the oretz that's going to you b'nachla? Steht in medrash of noit in Parshas Masei, it's Parshas of Gimel in the medrash I say milamed shehera hakadosh baruch hu l'moshe kol ma shehaya osed liyos. The Eibshe showed Moshe Rabbeinu the whole future. Hederloi don oimeid, mi don oimeid shimshoim. From Shevet Don is going to stel sich avek a shoifet neira. His name is going to be Shimshon Agibor. Umi bara ben avi noya ben avtoli. V'chein chol doir v'doir, and all the shoifetov, doir v'doir, man higov, he taught them everything. The Eibshe showed Moshe Rabbeinu, thus verstehten the pasuk, zoi sa'oretz. This is the land of Shatibulam Benachlo. Who's going to help you have Eretz Yisrael? Zog the Eibish say, what Zayis Oretz? How are we going to have Eretz Yisrael? We're going to have Eretz Yisrael with the Shoiftim, with the Gedele Hadar, they're going to give us Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you can't take with missiles, you can't take Eretz Yisrael with tanks, you can't take it with the UN, you can't take Eretz Yisrael that way. When the Pasuk tells us that the Eibish told Moshe, Gezo Klal Yisrael, you're going to have Eretz Yisrael. How are we going to have Eretz Yisrael? Zok to Medish, Melameh Shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Kol Ma Shehoya Os, Shehoya V'Os Ed Liyois, Don Oymed Meshimshon. He showed him our G'dayla Hadar, the ones that are going to fight for us the wars in Eretz Yisrael, that's going to give us Eretz Yisrael. From this is a Moedit Dikalimur, it's a Maimur HaMuzka. What does it mean when the Eibshe tells us we're going to get Eretz Yisrael? How do you even take Eretz Yisrael? We take Eretz Yisrael with G'dayla Hadar, we take Eretz Yisrael. With the ones who shaved him. What our G'dayla Hadar tell us to do, that's how we take Eretz Yisrael. What Nafshach tells us to do, that's how we take Eretz Yisrael. With nothing else, not unser Manhigim and G'dayla Hadar. L'maisa Vashtet Nemedish, who's from the key people that's going to give us Eretz Yisrael? Shimshon HaGibor. Now, just to bring out a dova tmiya ma'oid, a pella, a gevaldige shayla of a vashteta, I just want to tell you just a few little zachalach of Eretz Yisrael. In the Bereishis Rabba Mem Aleph it says, Shemitoich avo she'evu HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avram Avinu, Mitoich lipshaf, os liyeb shet lipgahat Avram Avinu, Oma le'yotem gizog te posig l'zaracha etin esa oretz azois. The Eibshe told all Avram Avinu, Ichob Dilib, Avram Oyavi, I like you, I want to give you a matana. You know what I'm going to give a matana to you? I like you so much, okay, Geben deine Kinderlach, I'm going to give him Eretz Yisrael. Hastis, as the Eibshe hot uns lieb, and the Balta hot Avram Avinu lieb, the Eibshe gave us Eretz Yisrael, and through who did the Eibshe give us Eretz Yisrael? To Shimshon HaGibor, the Shtetach and the Medish. Shimshon HaGibor is from those people that are going to fight the Melchomis that Shoifet, and he's going to help us be on Aplishtim, and that's where we'll be coming Eretz Yisrael. The Gemedish, the Gemara in Bracha says that, hey, Gimel Matonis does not Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael. One of them is Vos, is Eretz Yisrael. Zeben is Eretz Yisrael is Matona. Who did the Eibshe give us Eretz Yisrael through? He gave it to us through Shimshon HaGibor. Zemin Shimshon HaGibor is the vehicle. If the Eibush wants to be Mekayim, the Shvur was had gesagt to Avraham Avinu, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, who did he choose to welcha helike hand is going to go Eretz Yisrael? To Shimshon HaGibor. Is Shimshon HaGibor a tzadik at the dish? Avar is doch a tzadik. As a shofet, as a melech, he's a gibor otzim v'noyra. And he's the one that's giving us Eretz Yisrael. Zoysa Oretz. The Medrash tells us, the Mechilta says in the Pasuk, Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toivo. Yisroi was so happy al kol ha-toivo. What's the kol ha-toivo? Rabbi Lezer Oimer, b'toivo Eretz Yisroel. Yisroi was so happy that Klal Yisroel is going to get Eretz Yisroel. Every guy knows what is made Eretz Yisroel, m'shlok sich, m'hagit sich wegen Eretz Yisroel. Eretz Yisroel is called Eretz Chemdo, sich the greatest, the glustigste land. A mensch hat a gewaltige Chemdo zu wohnen in Eretz Yisroel. And who's the one that's going to give us Eretz Yisrael? Shimshon HaGibor. That's what the Medrash says. Tavis b'nei Yisrael, katan bo, melo, oretz, zoysa oretz, hat shetipa lechem b'nachlo, zog the Medrash, the Eibush that gave it to Sayyidah, ha-shoiftim. Who's the one for the shoiftim, and hikam, that's Shimshon HaGibor and Barak. Let's take a look at Shimshon. If we take a look at Friedrich Pasik in Vayichi, steht in Pasik by the Brochus, that Yankov Avinu gave Zayden and Kinder before he left the world. Und er gesagt, dass er, Don Yodin Amoy Ke'achad Shifte Yisrael. Don is going to shave it, he's going to be the shave of Klai Yisrael. Ke'achad. I say vi echad, I say vi the Eibishte, Shifte Yisrael. Who is this Don? Steht in Medish, who is this Don? Don Yodin Amoy, das is Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon HaGibor came out from Don. Don was a Gibor, and Shimshon was from Zayna Einiklach. And Shimshon HaGibor was Don Yodin Amay Ke'echad Shifti Yisrael. Ad Kidei Kach, it says in the Medrash, that V'hu Yochil Hosheas Yisrael Miyad Plishtim, on the Pasuk in Shoftim, when we speak about Shimshon HaGibor, we say that he started to help Klal Yisrael Miyad Plishtim. It was a one-man fight against Toizenta, Elf Alfi Alofim from Goyim. Steit Medrash, Boi Tiyachal Nevuas Yankov Shenema Don Yodin Amoy. By Yankov Avinu, through who was in the sky in the Nevuah of Yankov Avinu, that he said that he's going to stel zech avek a shofet from Don, that's going to give us Eretz Yisrael, he's going to shofet ganz Klai Yisrael, he'll be shofet all the goyim, das geht auf Shimshon HaGibor. If Shimshon HaGibor is the HaGibor, is a tzaddik, the Eibishter uses him to give us Eretz Yisrael, Yankov Avinu bench is done with what? With Shimshon HaGibor. Is Shimshon HaGibor a dove anoyde v'nifla? And Ad Kidei Kach, steht doch in the Yishalmi, I found a Sefer Abrotan in Yonah from Shimshon HaGibor, it brings the Yishalmi Rosh Hashanah, that says, Bezdin shel Gidoin in Yiftach, in Vishimshin Shekulun Kineged Moshe Va'arim. It says that Shimshon HaGibor, his Bezdin was so mighty that in such Kedush, and not only was he Be'etzim, many times you have people that are very, very strong, but they're not Tamil Chachomim. But the state as the Bezdin from Shimshon HaGibor or Shokul Kineged Moshe Va'arin. And his Chazal says that Shimshon Donas Yisrael Kavinu Sheb Shemayim. And Shimshon Dan Klal Yisrael. He made Mishpat as if the Eibush of Volt is Gitton. It's the greatest compliment Shaykh and Briya. And Tutach as if the Eibush of Volt Gitton. What Shaykh bigger? Is Shimshon HaGibor Gewaldig. Not only that, if you take a look, we're talking just a brekel about the gvura of this person. So given a yiladisha, and he was the strongest yid that ever existed. The pasuk in Shoftim says, "Vatochel ruach Hashem lefamoy b'machnedon." On Shimshon HaGibor it says, "It rested on him the ruach, the geist from God." Lepamoy, the pamoy will soon see we must was made lepamoy b'machnedon ben tzaoro ben eshtoyel. Between these gracious shtet that were far one from the other one, Zechuf gestelt, that mensch, and by him it was pounding. It's Ruach Hashem was shoyin on this gibber otzum, steht in Yishalmi and Machloikis, what was pounding? Trein amiroi, Yishalmi and Saitim, Pelik Aleph Halochaches, Trein amiroi, there was Machloikis, two amiroi, Vosadog Hashem. Chad oma bisho, shohoy Ruach HaKoidish shoyin olov. When Ruach HaKoidish was shoyin on that gibber otzum, he used to jump miles. Now this time he jumped 40 feet, 50 feet. That mensch was such a gibber otzum. He could jump. He could jump mamish miles. He had the gvur in his feet. The springs in his feet gave him azali. He could jump from one city to the other. That's how strong he was. His gvur was noiro, was like a derech hateva. The chad v'achlein oma, the other man the yom holds. B'shoa shoha yisiruach hakoy deshoyle alav. Hoya sa'aroy serve mekisha is kizug. Shimshon HaGimel had very, very long hair. And his hair was mamish like metal. And when the Ruach HaKodesh would be resting him, his hairs would make so much noise they would bang one against the other one. It would sound like bells. Banging of bells, you would hear it from one shtut to the other shtut. They knew that the lion was coming, Shimshon HaGibor. And the Chazal tell us that Shimshon HaGibor once got so angry. He took one mountain and he uprooted it with seine hand. And then he took it and he smashed it on a different mountain. The Medrash says just like somebody would take two pieces of wood and break it one against the other one. Or Shimshon got the gevura to pick up a mountain. He faces not a block, a mountain. He went under it and Uf gave him the ganze zach. And he takes it and he flings it over on a different mountain. He faces das main. There was no Yiladisha in the Bria that ever had such koiches. Was koiches shalaike derech hateva. No one in the Bria ever had such gevura. And Shimshon HaGibor is like, Neure v'oyim, oy bazoi, stelt sich de kashe. Shimshon is the vehicle that gave us Eretz Yisrael. Shimshon is the greatest shofet. He was done, ke'echol, was gewaldig. And it states in the Medrash on Shoy HaToiv, Parash Zayin, the says in the Medrash on Shmuel, Yeshe hirbo gvuru l'toivoson v'hirbo l'roson. Hirbo l'toivoson, Yehuda v'David. He was certain gebeirim in Klal Yisrael. The more gvuru they had was gewaldig. Yehuda is given gewaldig. Remember we spoke Baruch about Yehuda, the Gevura from Yehuda. And David HaMelech is given gewaldig. Also we spoke Baruch about the Midrash about David's Gevura. And they were gewaldig. Or Behirbel or Osan Goliath for Shimshon. Here were two people, Gedolim, strong in the Gevura and the Maila. Goliath for Shimshon. And the Gevura was the one that gave them the Mapola. How could Shimshon fall down? Shimshon de Gibor Shaloi Kiderech HaTeva. Shimshon is the vehicle to give us Eretz Yisrael. Shimshon is Don Yisrael Ka'achat Shifting Yisrael as Evidi Ebishter. How is it Shaykh with this Maila Gufa that Shimshon had that brought him his Mapola? What did Shimshon do wrong? And this Maila Gufa that Shimshon had brought him his Mapola. Voshteta. In order to understand what happened by Shimshon HaGibor, we have to understand Stamazoi versus the Inyan. What is the Inyan when we say Gevura? What Be'etzim is the Inyan from Gevura? Let's see what is really, really Gevura. And then we'll see how you coin a Yene Gevura. And then let's take a look what type of Gevura did Shimshon have. And what's this element for us? Before we start, I just want to tell you a moide dike zach. Rav Shlomo Volber tells us a moide dike yesod. He says it countless times. Many times, when it says things in the Torah, it's negeya for the mudum for us. We have no hasoga ver Avram is, we have no hasoga ver Yitzchok is Yankov, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, all the tzaddikim, tzedkonis in the Torah, we have no sheiches understanding who they are. Now, das verstehten, the Heilige Torah is limudum. The Torah teaches us limudum, but we have to know. Benegeya to us, we have to know this nekuda from Avram Avinu Favos, kedei to make us into better mention. Many times the Chazal tell us in Yonah from Shimshon was bachlal mefashtetis bachlal vastutzach. But the reason what the Chazal is megala to us certain nekudas, it's negeya for us for limudum. So Father, we can't say, well, many times we'll see parshas in the Torah was mefashtetis, we'll point with a finger, oh, this is what happened over there. Chas v'sholem, we're not allowed to look with our eyes, we have to look with the Heilige Chazal's eyes. And the Chazal tell us that these are just limudim for us. They tell us little secrets about the people. Kedev, they should be limudim, that we should strengthen ourselves and we should be mechazik ourselves with gute zachen and gute tenuas and ruchnias dike zachen. Let's take a look. What is the inyu from Gevura? Steht azay. In the Maral, on the Mishnah, it says, Ezeo Gibor, in Pekei Oves, Perik Dalet says, Ezeo Gibor, Ezeo Osher, Ezeo Chochem. So he says a gewaldige word. When you want to talk about, listen to this word, it's a little tiefer word. When you want to talk about the Maila of a person, you can't say that this person's Maila is only retrospect and only benegeya to somebody else. Neged the andere mensch, der mensch hat a Maila. That's not called a Maila be'etzem. When you want to say somebody's gewaldig, you have to show me why the person's gewaldig mitzar atzmoy. You can't say this person's gewaldig for vos because he has this and this. If it's only this Maila, is only because the other one doesn't have it. That's not really called be'etzem dike Maila. Die bald jene mensch hat doch nicht die Sache. Und hat this and this person has it. So it's not really a Maila be'etzem in the Gavra. It's just that this guy has a chasorin and this guy doesn't have that chasorin. But it's not mamas a Maila. When we say, Ezeo Gibor, fleg the Mishnah, vos is a Gibor? How could you tell me the taich of a Gibor? What the Gibor is a Maila mitzad atzmoy? Not because he could beat up somebody else. That's not really called gvura. That's only because this person is cholash, he's weak. Or maybe the person did an aveda, so the Eibishter made it that this person, Reuven, can beat up Shimon. And really, Shimon's not strong enough. The Baal Shimon did an aveda, so the Eibishter makes it that he has to be punished. So maybe Reuven can beat him up. So you can't bring me a lie that Reuven has the maila from gvura. And the Menachem says, noch weit, if you think that gvura be'etzem means, because a guy is a powerful person, that means gvura. If that's the pshat in the idiom from gvura, I would say a behemoth is stronger. An elephant can crush anybody. A lion can rip anybody apart. A bear can surprise him with the hand with the claws, it can kill it. So you can't say as a gibber. Avada the pshat can't mean someone that's mamish, a gibber with strength. A dos frek the mishne, zeo gibber. What is the taich of a gibber? A mailim mitzadatzmai. So state in Ovest Rabnos in Betzim, it says like the mishne, but it's just a shtaker loshen. In Perik Chav Gimel in Ovest Rabnos, it says, a zeo gibber shebi gibberim. What's called the gibber of the gibberim? Somebody that's kovish is yetzer hara. Somebody has a yetzer hara, and the yetzer hara stooped them. And their mensch is kovish is yetzer hara. This is called gibber shebi gibberim. Shenema has a vishtaten posig, toiv, erech apayim, mi gibber, umoshel, beruchay meloich kidir. We learn from a posig that erech apayim, and somebody that's moshel beruchay is stronger than anything else. And then state of Chol Akovish as Yitzroi, someone has the power to be Kovish as Yitzahola. Mal Olov, the Pasuk considers it Kiilu Kovish Ir Malei Geboilim. It's so much easier to capture Ir Malei Geboilim than to Kovish Yitzahola. Kovish Yitzahola is the Gresta Zach. That's Gibor Shebe Geboilim. Now, when you say somebody has a Gibor, what is the etzem strength? What gives the person the gvura? When you say somebody is a Gibor should be Giborim, what's called a Gibor is someone that's Koivish as Yisroi. What is the Koyach that gives a person his Kvish as a Yetzer? Of course, the Ovest Abnosim Firzois, that ain't Giborim ele Gibori Toyra. But etzem, the Gibor, that is the Gibor, is only the Gibori Toyra. Over here, the Ovest Abnosim of Magalos, a gewaldike, gewaldike Yisod. A lot of people don't know it. A lot of Americans don't know this. Now, be Megalti Agavaldiki Yisod. You know, there's a lot of books coming out today, English books, how to control yourself, how to capture yourself, how to develop yourself. And say, Derei, so many Biche, Goyeshe Chachomim, writing about Kvisha Sayetze, how to stop doing this, and how to start doing this, how to develop this middah, how to break down this middah. They have a lot of Chochma, Bagoyim, a lot of Chochma. Aber be'etzem, we'll soon see a chazal. From all these eitzes from the chachomim, it doesn't blab. They give you a little tenua, the gamba things over here, the gamba things over here. Oh, but they won't help you be'etzem. The ones that teach you how to be koivish yetzer be'etzem. Yetzer means a person has this problem, yet a problem, this thing bothers him, that problem. Yetzer has a lot of different levushim, a lot of different inyonim. If you want to find out an eitzer, how to help yourself, you have to go to the Torah. Ain't Gibboidim Ella Gibboidim Toyra. Those people that are Gibboidim and Toyra, they'll tell you how to be Kovish Yetzahara. Now, in the Medish, there's a Medish that says that who was the one that was considered the Gibboidim? There's a Shir Ashirim. Kol Shiltei HaGibboidim. Who's Shiltei HaGibboidim? Kol Sha'oimed V'Sholet U'Mizgaber B'Yitzroi Koyra Gibboid. Anybody that's Oimed, that Shtolz Chavek, and it's Vishoilet Umizgaber B'Yitzroi is a Gibor, Kegoin Moshe B'Shatoi, David B'Shatoi, and Ezra B'Shatoi. We'll soon see the Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Maila of David, and the Maila of Ezra. The Chazal tell us these three people, they were the people called Shiltei HaGeboidim, they were Koivish Yetzahorim. And these three people, we'll soon see, they excelled, they were highest level, and the highest dagger was Torah. The Chazal, I once heard this from my Chavrusa, Uri Hain, he told me, he's a Talmud Chacham, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He told me, I'm a Moira Dika Vort. It says in Pirkei Yovas, Ein Lecha Ben Choydin Ela Misha Oisik B'Toyra. The freest person in the world is someone that's Misha Oisik B'Toyra. If you have Yankov Kamenetsky sitting down by a plate of all types of delicious foods, and you have other people also sitting down by the delicious foods, and no one's in the room, I would be willing to bet that every other person, except for Yankov, wouldn't have 100% control. Madoch, take a look. When somebody looks, we have no control. And Rav Yankov, even if he has to eat from the plate of Al Guta Zachen, there'll be total control. Rav Yankov is totally free. He's a Ben Choydin.
Incha ben choyden el misha oisik b'toyda. If a person's yetzora schlept him, reist him, safaya, he's not a ben choyden, he's not free. Hashem came somewhere that's oisik b'toyda, it makes the person ben choyden, you're free from yourself. Everybody has a yetzora. But if you memali yourself with asach heilig b'toyda, you become like the Chazal say, what's called the geboidim, the Chazal, the Lashon, ein geboidim ele geboidim toyda. If you want to be the gibor, what we're talking about, HaKovish HaSyitzroi, you have to be someone that has to be geboidim toyda. You have to be a rangaton stark and learning. And with that, you become the etzim gibor. Stam a gibor you'll get from the goyim, azah crazy yetzer, azah crazy yetzer. I remember that Yankov was once telling us different ways how to stop smoking cigarettes. He was telling us, der gezogt azeh, and der gezogt azeh, and then he told us how you're supposed to stop smoking cigarettes. And all the goyim there, they spend thousands and dozens and come in Mishagas, and billions and millions of dollars go out a year to try to help a guy how to stop smoking cigarettes. The knowledge of a person was just would have gone to Rav Yankiv, the Baal Torah, there was the Torah belonging to him, he would tell you this is how you do it, and you'll be so easy, and you'll find the Pashat Ha'itza, how to stop smoking cigarettes. Rav Yankiv, people, Gedoyla Hador, people that are Giboyim and Torah, not Stam, but Giboyim and Torah, they know the whole Torah. They can kochen and learn, and they know the ganze Tanakh, they know the ganze Rambam, they know the ganze Shas, they know all the Ktsuis, and they're mamish Giboyim and Torah, they know Kol HaTorah Kula. These people can help you. These are the ones that are Kovish as Yitzray. If you take a look by Moshe Rabbeinu, first to give him Moshe's Maila. Every Yingle knows this Mishnah. Moshe kibel Torah misinai masola. Moshe was makabel the ganze Torah and Moshe gave it over. So was Moshe Molei Torah? Of course Moshe's Molei Torah. If he bald Moshe Rabbeinu's Molei Torah, roof the Chazalim kol shulti agiborim, that's Moshe. Because he's Omid b'Yitzray. He's Shulit b'Yitzray. Just to tell you a different Maila of Moshe Rabbeinu. It says in the Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was Neman Hoya, he was a Neman. Like Hoysif, like Gorav, like Pirish, Dova Mashal, like Neman, like Messinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was Makabel the ganze Torah. And he didn't, wasn't Moisif, he didn't take away. He was cool, like punk, like the Abishah gave it to him. That's how he gave it over. He was Molei Torah. If he bowed Moshe's Molei Torah, therefore Moshe's a Kovish B'Yitzray. And the Chazal says this in Brochus, Omlei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, Ani V'ata Naz B'Ponim B'Halocha, Kum Beider Edlin Leinen. Come, let's talk a learning. So who was Moshe's Chavrusa, so to speak? The Rabbeinu Shlomo himself. Is Moshe Molei Torah? If he bowed Moshe's Molei Torah, so then Moshe could be Kovish as Yitzray. Ein Giborim Ela Giborim B'Torah. The Zabazach we have with David. What did David do? Everybody knows. From the beginning of the night until Chatzos, David HaMelech didn't go to sleep. He was Isaac B'Torah. The Gemara tells us, till Chatzos, and then was Shiris V'Sishbochos. And the Lom Pshat, was also a Chelik of Torah. Nish David HaMelech stams, I sang with a harp. David HaMelech had to sang like Tillim at a Geshribin. Does not Kulei Torah. It's a different beginner from Torah. It's the Indian of Shirin Torah, but Kulei Torah. David was always Isaac B'Torah. And the Chazal tell us in the Medrash HaGadol, Oysa HaLaila Shebarach David Malifnei Shol. Lomad Mishmul Anovi Masha Ain't Hamad Vasik Loimid Lmeya Shona. David HaMelech in one night learned from his Rabbi Shmuel HaNovi what a Talmud Vosik, a gute Geschmack, a gesunde Talmud, can't learn from his Rabbi in 100 years. How David HaMelech learned from sein Rebbe. Who is his Rebbe Shmuel HaNovi? Is David given a Gibori Torah? How does he given a Gibori Torah? Therefore the Chazal say, Kol Shilte HaGiborim. Who is the Shilte HaGiborim? Does David HaMelech. Why? Because David HaMelech had Kvishis HaYetza HaYidei the Torah. The Zelbe Zach, the Yebisha told David, Omen HaKosh Bochu, this is Sheikha Toiv. Omen HaKosh Bochu le David, Asoik B'Toyra, Vani Elcham Elcham Eisecha. I'll fight you, Mechomis, you just be Isaac B'Toyra, I don't want you to be Mavsik from Toyra. V'Bal Dover HaMelech had a Mori Dike Kinyin in Toyra, therefore Dover HaMelech was Koivish to Toyra, Koivish is Yetzah Hora. The Zelbe Zach, we have an Ezra. Not only the Chazal tell us in Shira Ashirim, Kol Shilti HaGiboyrim, who are the Giboyrim? Moshe Rabbeinu and Dover HaMelech. And they enumerate the Chazal, they enumerate Ezra HaSoifa. What does it say on Ezra HaSoifa? The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, Tafchof Aleph, Royu Hoya Ezra Shetinos in Torah Al Yodel Yisrael, Il Molei Kodme Moshe. If Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been born ahead of Ezra, who would have been the one that was Makabel the Torah? Ezra Kibel Torah Misinai, Umesora. Ezra would would have been Makabal the Torah. Ezra was Azei Grace in Torah. That the Chazal say, if Moshe wouldn't have been born ahead of him, would have been Ezra. Is Ezra given grace in Torah? Avada. So if you bald, Ezra was grace in Torah, therefore Ezra is Kovish as Yitzroy. Kovish as Yitzroy is totally Dafkin Torah. Who is the one that Gibosh and Gibodim is Dafka if you Kovish Yitzahara? How could you be Kovish Yitzahara? Kovish Yitzahara is Dafka if you're Gibber and Torah. When it says, the Chazal in Sukkot Avchav, it says, when the Torah was forgotten from Yisrael, Ola Ezra Mebovel V'Yosda. Ezra stole away the Torah once it was forgotten. He went up Mebovel, and he went up to Eretz Yisrael, and he stole away the Torah. He brought back the whole Torah to Klal Yisrael. Nu, at Ezra Gikent Lenin, was it a Gibber and Torah? Avada. If Balti was a Gibber of a Torah, if he was a Kovish Yetzer. The Maila of Moshe, the Maila of David, and the Maila of Ezra is that they were Gibber the Torah. And Vibalt, they were Gibboidim and Torah, therefore they were Kovish to Yetzirah. Now let's take a look at Shimshon. And let's see, Taka, what the mistake was by Shimshon HaGibbor and what it's a limit for us. The Medrash tells us in Parshas Matas, a little bit before, in Parshas of Beis Zayin, Shalosh Matonos Nivru Ba'olam. There are three matonis that will be given in the world at the Ebesh B'Shafen. Zocha ba'achas behem, if you have one of these matonis, notal chemdas kol ha'olam, you could take the ganze world. If you have one of these matonis, hostalis. Zocha ba'chochme, if you have chochme, zocha ba'kol. If you're a chochem, can solve the ganze world. Zocha ba'gvula, if you're a gibber, zocha ba'kol, you can have the ganze world. Zocha ba'oishe, if you zocha ba'ashiris, you zocha the Ebesh B'Shafen with ashiris, zocha ba'kol. Amesai zogt im Medrash, bizman sheim atonis shamayim, ubos mikoyach ha-Torah, if it comes from the Torah, avol v'rosoi v'oshroi, of shalbos v'adom, einoi klum, dosa gornish. Shen ashikein shloima, oime, shloima said a ganza posik, v'gam lo l'chachomim lechem, v'gam lo l'nevoinim oishe, v'gam lo l'yodim chem, and eisu pega yikro kulom, and it says, and Yivya said, Ayisal chochum b'chochmos, Ayisal gibber b'gvurosoi, b'gvurosoi, Ayisal oshe b'oshroi, kim b'zois yisalil, and the medish v'zois, ma'atonus elu, bizman she'enon bo mena kodesh bochu, soifun li posik mimenu. It's never going to stay forever. The medish tells us like this, just like the other gibber, this gvura. This gevura of Kovish es Yitzra, you can't get it from college, you can't get it from a psychologist, you can't get it from anybody else except from the Heilige Torah. The Torah is Hashem Tamima. Ha'foich bo va'foich bo dekula bo. Everything's in the Torah. If you want to know how to be Kovish es Yitzra, go to the Gebeide Torah. The Gebeide Torah will help you. Learn a lot of Torah and you become the Gebeide Torah. You won't have to go to anybody else. You alone, you'll be the Gebeide Torah. Then you'll learn how to be Kovish es Yitzra. In order for somebody to become a Gibor, the Gibor should be Gibor, and the Chazal tells us it's Dafka Yidei Torah. The Zelbe Zach zogt uns the Chazal over here. The physical Gvura, the lower level of Gvura, how does a person coin this Shleisha Matonis? It's Dafka Fitz Boss Mikoyach HaTorah. Or Bebizman She'enem Boss Min HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it doesn't come from the Ebesha zogt uns the Chazal, Soifan Lehi Posek. The Chazal fears us like this. V'chein shnei giboilim omdu ba'oilom. There were two giboilim v'asot ha'vekishtalt in the world. Echad mi Yisrael v'echad mu misoilom. One giborotzim from the Yidden and one from the Goyim. Shimshim mi Yisrael v'goyas mu misoilom. V'shneiem nevdu min ha'oilom and they both lost the world. Loma zog di gemara, the medish, sh'loi hoyim at nosam min ha'koresh baruch hu el'choit fin oysel nahem. They chapped it by themselves. State our Gavaldiki Yisrael. Every time when somebody has a Maila, even if you're Shimshon HaGibor and you're born strong, it says Shimshon was born strong, Afal Pikei, you have to say, Rabboni Shlolem, Ich bete for the Gvura, thank you for giving me the Gvura, and I'm asking you weiter for the Gvura. You have to bring the Eibshe into the Maila. If you have a Maila, and you don't bring the Eibishter with the Maila. You take it for yourself and you put it into your pocket, the statement's going to be never added. Shimshon HaGibor was given the Shliach from the Eibishter to bring the Yidden Eretz Yisrael. Shimshon HaGibor was the given the Mensch that Yankov of Inu Hell, as Don Yodin Amoik, He's Ke'echa Shiftim Yisrael. He's going to be the one that's going to help Klai Yisrael Ke'echa like the Eibishter. Everybody had such a betochen as Shimshin. What was Shimshin's avoida? You have a gewaldige gemayla, just be miyachzeh with the Eibishter. Bring the Eibishter into your life. The Eibishter must be in your life. If Chas V'Sholom, the Eibishter is not in his life, then a person loses everything. Even if you have a gewaldige gemayla, if the Eibishter is not in your mayla, he's not in your life, it's nevdu min ha'olam. Now I want to tell you something. Mashkiach Shlita, my Rebbe, he used to tell me countless of times, he told me when I first came to Lakewood, Yoli Yolin Tzidik, he told me you should know, he told me Yiddish, you should know. There are a lot of people that don't learn Musa, there are a lot of people that don't come from davening, and the Talmidei Chachamim. But he said, after they leave the yeshiva, it lasts for 5 years, 10 years. The most, he said, it can last for 20 years, and then they lose it. They lose the Maila. The Shechinah must be with every Maila. Take a look, it's so heartbreaking. Shimshin HaGibur, the God Lador, Shimshin HaGibur, they had the koiches that nobody, Yelidish or no Yelidish ever had. And Shimshin HaGibur was a Nitzchi. Shimshin HaGibur had everything going for him. And what happened? Nevdu min ha'olam. He lost the Maila. The Goyim went, they scratched out his eyes, and they did, who knows what they did with him, Dartanin, when he was in jail over there. Why did he lose Shteit Medish? Shalai ha'yim ha'nasim min ha'kodesh v'ol ha'choit v'maisim lehem. They chapped it. Of course we're talking at Tishim Shina Gibor's level. Every time you have a Maila, a Bocha that's Matzlich, you have a good Kepel. Let's say you have a good Kop, you're learning Gevaldik. So a person of others, Nizgoch, have a good Kop, good. Forget about the guy who's Nizgefelech. Oh, but choose the Eibishter in. Bring the Eibishter into your Torah. Choose him into your learning. Choose him in. I told you many times, what do? We write Baruch Hashem in the corner of a page, a base aim, we box him in, he shouldn't dare get out. The rest of the page belongs to me. The Eibishter, you're in the corner. Mamish not that way. When you write Baruch Hashem, don't box him in. Baruch Hashem on the whole page. Baruch Hashem, I'm writing. There's a Baruch in Adelphi that we used to learn over here, in the yeshiva that's not well. He wishes he could sit and write Torah. We have a Galaganite that we could write Torah. Baruch Hashem. Bring the Eibishter into your Torah. Even by davening, we do so much, maybe it's not nice for me to say, such lip service. What do we do with davening? We know when to go like this, we know when to go like this, we know when to go maidem, and then we go, I say, my little tochter, I have a little baby, Basi, a little maidel, I think she's 3 years old. I don't put that old. She says, Tati, ich will davening. She goes, she takes a little gemorrele, and she holds it upside down, she stels her leg by the van, first she makes 3 steps back, 3 steps frontwards, then she goes, she looks around, there's a good, then she goes like this, like Shema Yisrael, then she closes the gemorrele, and she says, Tati, we should get it. Tell me, our davening is a little different than our little basi. So the Zelba davening, okay, we have a little pirsha milas. Do we bring the Eibishter to tefillah? Tefillah, the Ramchal says, a chibur niflo. Chibur niflo you can have with the Eibishter. We just finished such, I just got a letter from a godel in Eitz Yisrael today. Ah, Zach Moiridik, you know what he wrote? Ah, it's such a beautiful letter. So he writes from the Chofetz Chaim says, if the Yomim Neroim, you know what we go through? Mit geendik de heilige tag, und jetzt mit geht der rein in de heilige necht. That's what he said. Chofetz Chaim, as a moide geuzdik. The heilige tag, we finished the heilige tag, Rosh Hashanah, Elul. Ay, the heilige Elul, I wish I could live those minutes again from Elul and Rosh Hashanah. And I say, as you made tshuva, and Yom Kippur, and the Hishanis, and Sukkis, and Sibachas Terim, and Valdik. Those minutes are so chaviv to every year, they're so beautiful. And everybody in their own level had shaykhs with the Eibishter. Now that we finished the whole tumult, so now we have a whole year till the next year, till we, Mzalos Deleven, Gesund, the Heilige Teg. So tins the Chofetz Chaim, jetzt hat man the Heilige Necht, the nights, the long winter nights. We could use it, let's bring up the Yachas again, Nochabal. Rabbi Nishalayim, Ani Lodoydi Vodoydi Li. Rabbi Nishalayim, Yemai Melech. Rabbi Nishalayim, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. Rabbi Nishalayim, Melech, Oizer, Mashiach, Mogain, you are my Melech, Rosh Hashanah, you are my Oizer, you are my Oizer, and Aseh Shemei Tshuva, Umashiach, you are my Mashiach, Yom Kippur, Umogain, you are my Mogain, and Hashem Rabba. Let's keep up the Yachas, Melech, Oizer, Mashiach, Mogain, Baruch Ato, Du Hashem, Mogain Avram, Baruch Ato. Baruch Ata, Nochamal Ata, 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 Nochamal Ata, Ata. To your Rebbe, you have to speak third person. How does the Rebbe feel? Does the Rebbe need a sefer? To the ABC, you talk Ata, do. The Boyisham, Ata, do. Keep up the Yachas with the Eibishter. Many times people do pulas. You don't realize how close we can be with the Shechinah. That tremendous Ava was the Eibishter in sleep that he gave us a gewaltige kapora Yom Kippur blibes forever. I told you the Eibishter in sleep, no matter what, even if after Yom Kippur we did Avedis, over the Eibishter in Stachal sleep. And the Eibishter wants us that we should be connected with him, and we all are connected to the Eibishter. Our Avoida is every matana that the Eibishter gave us. Every single matana, the Eibishter gives the hand, the Eibishter gives the fist, the Eibishter gives the volume, the Eibishter gives you a pen, the Eibishter gives you glasses, the Eibishter gives you clothes. He gives you a father and a mother, and you have a family. Everything you have, just turn around and say thank you. Say thank you. I was just talking yesterday. I took a walk with Rabbi Leo Rosenblum. He's a very close friend of mine. We took a walk around the lake yesterday. And he told me he was being mashpia. We were talking about a certain person. We're trying to zuch eitzes, how to bring this person to be mechazik in Yiddishkeit. So he told me he was by a chasna the night before. And he met an Israeli person. And his father, Rabbi Yosef Rosenblum, Rosh Yeshiva in Burr Park, told Rabbi Leo, Achavi, told him, Geitze Yeni Yid Zayim Mechazik. Good, okay, so he went over to that person, this Israeli guy, and he starts getting into a conversation. The guy had this Pepsi Cola yarmulke, told him with the barley pin that's bigger than the whole yarmulke, the dance, and it's stuck him from six different sides. It's like, Chushun Chaz, Rishon, move. Anyway, I'll call upon him. So this Israeli guy, and then he starts talking to him, so he tells him, do you know what davening is? You know what davening says? Israeli says, yeah, you know, he starts telling him, you know, of course he knows what tefillah is. I mean, he doesn't daven, but he knows what tefillah is. And Elio explained to him, what's mean tefillah? Tefillah, he said it so hard to him. Mamasha, I went out of my car, I stopped Mamasha. I couldn't get over the way he expressed it, so passionate and so zeez. He says, Rabbi Nishalalam, I'm your son, you're my father. Thank you for letting me talk to you. That's all. That's what davening is. The person went out of his kelim. Do you talk with the person? Mamish, but I thought that thing is Russia knows not several years after me and the Lulu Schleiss and I go in all the bruches. Then comes the Rala Kaini Shoma, then Birchas Atuya. Then you have to start with the Baal Shoma. You get verloren and verloren. It's azeifel, azeifel. And tausend and millionen pshatem. That thing is a posh of the Zach. Tate, ich bin doch dein Kind. Du bist doch mein Tate. Thank you for letting me talk to you. How much would you give? How much would you give to walk over to Rav Shach and just say, Rosh Hashiva, can I just talk to you for a minute? If someone would give me this pleasure that I could talk to Rav Shach for 5 minutes, then what was showing the word? As I'm a toner? To speak to Rav Shach now, such a tumult in Eretz Yisrael, the frat. I wish I was there. Just to talk to Rav Shach just for 5 minutes? Just for 5 minutes? And we don't feel it, we don't take advantage from this opportunity. This chibur niflo, the chibur niflo, the connection, more the connection a person could have in tefillah. We have to bring the Eibishter into our lives. That's all the Eibishter wants. If you take a look in all the psukim in Yirmiyah when it speaks the reason for the churban and the reason for tzaras, why? Because I don't want to say, but we, so to speak, we run away from the Eibishter. We turned the other way, the pasuk, I forgot to look up the pasuk in Kapitel Beis Datzach in Yirmiyah, it says, Ki ponu alai oref, like ponim, you turn your back to me, ki am tshayodafu. Why are you turning your back to me? Why are you, I'm giving you everything. Ich gibde dein Leben, ich gibde everything, ich gibde dein Leben. I'm giving you a gelegenheit to learn Torah, I'm giving you rabbis, I'm giving you everything to make you steig and wax and wax and wax. Just say thank you to me, Zokti Eibishter. Why are you turning the other way? Why are you turning the other way? And what do? We have money jingling in a pocket, and some guy's got a couple of cigarettes, and you got yourself a car, and you're flying over the blia. Geronimo and the lambs and celebrity, you think that your mom's going to... It's nicht, I say. Avada the Apes gives us matonis for chizuk. And why do we have ice cream pops? Avada to give us chizuk. If a guy needs an ice cream pop, we'll make him learn better. Nusnecha the matona. What do you do before the ice cream pop? Baruch ato Hashem. Adan gave us for the ice cream pop. What do the Apes felt that he has to give us ketchup? No, Avada gives us ketchup. I must have no ketchup. We'll have a little ketchup in our french fries. It makes them better. You'll be in a better mood. You'll be in a good mood. That's the best of essence. That's the best of davening. That's the best of learning. Unsere job. Under the job and everything that the Eibishter gave us is we have to choose the Eibishter into our life. That's in everything. In every matana that the Eibishter gives you, the Eibishter gives you a matana from Torah, the Eibishter gives you a matana. Let's go back over here by Shimshon HaGibbur. Somebody's a gewaltige, can I talk often? I hope you don't mind, Abdovid. A guy's good in basketball. He's got a hook shot. As Will Chamberlain, but he's got a hook. Is the Eibishter giving you a swifty, a shifty, a chvaisin giving a hook? So it's a matana. The other guy, when he has a ball, he drills it back. The other guy claps it out of him in a second. Du hast a day koyach. Du bist doch the world champion from Dörr. He's like, yes, you thank you. Just say it, thank you. Say thank you. The image you gave Matona, you're the guy that everybody chooses in. You're the most popular guy on the field. Mahotali, Benegay, it's a basketball. It's like, say thank you. It's Matona. What happened with Shimshon? Of course, we're only talking Negay to us. Shimshon HaGibbur. Look at these matanas, the people that could have had Zoche Bakuril, the Chazal, they don't make no mistakes. They zogen as a yizis. Shloish matanas tivru ba'olam. He says, Zoche ba'achz mehem, if you have one of them, is not al chendas kol ha'olam. The whole world could belong to you. Just be miyachas and bring it back to the Abish and say, Rabbi Shem, thank you for the matana. Rabbi Shem, thank you for giving me a car. Rabbi Shem, thank you for giving me the muscles I can play good basketball. Any matana, a kleine matana, a grace matana, say thank you to the Abish. The whole reason why we're living, why the Abish are good since Leben, for those misal zogim bepeh mole, like the Ramban says, b'yaisecha anachnu. What does the Ramban say? Why do we say, omen yaish mei rabba? Why do we say it out loud? Why do we say, maidim drabonon? Why is this? He says, why? He said, the biggest kiddush Hashem is when bochrim kumen sich zusammen, yidin kumen sich zusammen, and we always give a geshei, rabbi yishlon, b'yaisecha anachnu. We are your creations. Wir sein doch deine Kinder, so the greatest sach in the world. The Abish gives you a new suit. The Abish gives you all of matonis. And the whole day the Abish gives us matonis. Everything is noch matonic. We don't think about it. We take everything advantage and we mourn. We want this, we want this. And the babies have to give us this. And Amram has to give this. And he has to cook this. And we want mishlep, 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 mishlep. And we don't realize. Just turn around and stop for a second. Stop. And say thank you to who? To the Abish there. By davening. Even not by davening, in your heart, say the Rabbi Nishlan, thank you. Thanks for this and thanks for that. Everybody has matonas, and chas v'sholem, if somebody takes a matona, and like the Chazal say, if somebody takes a matonas elu b'zman she'enem bo min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they're not from the Eibusher, soifunli posik mimenu, ay, daf a mensch verlieren the matona, loma, shalois, he says, all these, v'nevdu min ha'olam, favos, shaloi hoi matnos min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, choyt v'moise lehem. The person was a gibbard, he did exercise. He learned he was with the weights, he did those, he's a knacker. He developed his own muscles. And he didn't bring that developer now, he miyachas back to the Abishah. No, it's certainly possible. Havas choit fin achab to matona. Can't happen. You're a gewaldic koyach. Ki sarisim lehem batuchol. A yid is gewaldic. Can't happen who the wills. Can't schleppe the chaber and gamre was the wills. It's certainly possible. It's not going to last. The only matona is blaib. That's what the Mashkiach told me. Those people, he said, when I came to Lakewood, he said, Yoren Tzadik, he says, I'm in Lakewood longer than you, he says. And he says, I'll tell you from experience, those people that learned Musa, those people that went to davening, those are the ones that the matonah stays. You should know, boys, the biggest matonah in the Bria is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. All the mitzvahs in the world, if you put it on a scale, and one word of Talmud Torah, you put it on the other scale. One word. One word, not the whole Masechta, not Mishnayis, that whole Pasuk, one word. One word of Torah is Shokel Keneged Kol the Mitzvahs of Shabbalah, as they said Yishalmi and Peah. And look at this Moiridika Matona Noira, that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave each and every one of us a Gelegenheit that we could sit and learn Gemara. We could get Bizeicha for the Olam HaNitzchi. So we have to turn around, listen, it's a Gemalik Matona Rebbeinu Shalom. Thanks for the Matona. Turn around and say, Rebbeinu Shalom, thank you for the Matona. I know the Matona is from you. Give me weiter, give me weiter, give me weiter. And that's what we have to do. We say Be'etzem in davening. We say it in Maidim. Maidim is when we say thank you to the Abishah. What do we say? Maidim Nachla, Sha'atu you. Again, straight to the Abishah. Sha'atu Hashem Lekenu. V'lekev Seinu, du bist unsere Gott, du bist der Gott von unserer Tata. Oy la oylam va'ay Tata, du bist auch unsere Tata. Zur Chayenu, you're the rock of our lives. You're the one that's giving us the koyach. Morgan Yeshenu, you protect us from so many zachen. Atu l'dor v'dor, the bunch of you forever. Noidu l'cha. Ich gei the praise and I'm going to say thank you. And the sabbat l'asecha. I'm not going to be ashamed. I'll tell everybody about the beautiful things you're doing for me. Al Chayenu am surun b'yadecha. I must tell you this. When I was in Lakewood, when I first became a younger man, the takana in my tkufa was about a million years ago, that every younger man that yeshiva has to belong to a vad. Every young man, you have to belong to a vad. That's the way it was in my days. And we tell everybody, my vad, the head of my vad was Reb Shol Miller. We had seven people in the vad. Everybody in yeshiva was a vad. It was come out, b'liyo it's in the cloud. And he told us, I say this should be a schuspim tak, he's not feeling well. The Reb Shol Benjamin turned for a shlema. So Reb Shol Miller, my Reisha vad, he said like this. When you say, al chayenu hamsurim v'yadecha, you know what you're supposed to think in your heart? thanks to the Rabbeinu Shlom for every davar gashmi you gave me. My life, my wife's life, my children's life. Thanks for the car, thanks for a house, thanks for electric bulbs. Every gashmi is the gazach that the Eibishter gave me. Thanks for my glasses, thanks for my socks, thanks for my clothes, thanks for everything. El chayenu and everything, I'm surim b'yodecha. It's all in your hands, Rabbeinu Shlom. I know it's coming from you. I'm not chaytif it, ich schlep es nish. I know it's from you. You give it nazalavush, everything's you. And when you say, v'al nishma senu apkuris lach, he said, there you should thank Yevishah for Ruchnius. Thanks for Torah, thanks for my Rabbeim, thanks for Svorim, thanks for the Omei Yehesh Meiraba, thanks for the crowd that we can go together with the crowd, where you do things in the crowd, it's so much better, and so much more gishmak, and so much more kiyum. That's what he told us. But anyway, when we go through Maidan, you say, Al Chayenu am Surim Yadecha, Van Ish Meseinu ab Kureis Loch, Van Isech Shebuchal Yimimonu, Van Lefesech V'Toyv Isecha. You keep on going, then you say, HaToyv Ki Lo Cholu Rachamecha, V'Ham Racham Ki Lo Yisayim Chasadecha. The Baruch Hu, I know, will never stop. You have to tell the Yevishter, when you thank the Yevishter, not only for everything you give me now, but Rabbi Hashem, thanks and please. I know that it's never going to stop. It's going to continue forever and ever because it comes from you. You'll never forget us. You'll never forget us because we know it comes from you. Now let's take a look at Shimshin. Shimshin Agiba, the Gemara cited after says, Shimshin holach achar einov. Shimshin was gewaldig. Shimshin was gewaldig. We went through all the chazal. Shimshin, how great he was and how much betochen everybody had in him. And the Eibishter, everybody loved him, everybody gave him everything. Shimshin's not going gewaldig. Or but achar einov, not after what the Eibishter wants, but in his dargid there was a tfiyah, was epis nishmiachas. Until finally it says, Nigmar said, it says, Delila, why was she called Delila? Dildalas koichoi, dildalas liboy, dildalas maisov, the stalik shchinimine. She took the shchin and ganz now away from Shimshin. And that was the whole problem. It says in the Medrash Bereishis, Rabbi Samach Zayin, kol derechish Yoshe Be'enov, ze Shimshin. It was Yoshe Be'enov, gerangem et egen egen. Of course, but this is the level of Shimshin, agibor nish, as misalz kenem fashtein. But akalponim, that's the message we get from this Medrash. It's no chamol. Shimshin had a moiri dike mailas. The Yevishah told us Eitz Yisrael is noira. And who's the one that's going to give us Eitz Yisrael? Shimshin HaGibor. Yankov Avinu said Nevuah, Shimshin HaGibor. There's nobody like Shimshin HaGibor. And Shimshin was zoicha mamish. But what happened? Shimshin taka had the koyach. But he wasn't meyachasid back to the mokar. Kefid agosai. Umatonis elu zakti mech bizman she'enem bom min HaKadosh Baruch Hu seifun lehiposek. The host of Matana, the Apes get the Matana. But if you don't bring it back to the Apes, you're going to lose it, Chas HaSholem. Lama, Shalaya, Matnosim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'choit V'noi Salehem, M'chap T'Salehem. I want to tell you a Moiri Dika Maisa. Rab David, do I have the shoes to tell you a Maisa? I'll try not to stretch it after the time that I'm supposed to stop. But it's a Moiri Dika Maisa. The one that said over this Maisa is Rab Nachman Muhuradniki. A grace of going, a grace of tzaddik, used to say over the smaisa, tamidia stick. And it's a moira dikalimud. It's a moira dikalimud, this smaisa. It puts things in the right perspective. Listen, the heta maisa, moira dikamaisa. He was once a odon. He was once a person that was a gavaldike mensch. He was a rich mensch, a wealthy mensch, and he was a big yirei shomayim. And he had a lot of avodim. And this person, everybody used to come to him for chesed. And the guy was gavaldik, he was rich, he had a lot of avodim. And people, when they used to be mavakish, ezidova, ma gleichet is gegeben, the vils gesunte heit, the ebische benchen in Rashidus, no fact is gegeben. He used to gissach von them, shefa, von toiv, von rachmem, von chesed, von stock, alle mit des toivis des oden had. And people used to come and used to have his avodim, that used to be around him, that used to be mishurus him, and he gleich, everybody fit in, everybody liked him, and he was a moiridik matzleach. He kept on going for a long time. One day, he gives a look at one of his avodim, and he sees avodim is a moiridik evit neemon. So he thought for a second like this. A mensch was cooked a rein to me. Someone that comes into me and asks me for a donation for a tzedakah. So I thought I give him my ganzen hearts. So how come my eved? Why should I hold on to my eved forever? Why do I have to hold on to my eved and make it that he should be my eved forever? Let me give him a matona. Let me give him freedom. Let me give this eved freedom. And he's taka faker. Because he's an eved neemon, therefore he should lose his opportunity to be free. No, I'm going to take this eved, ich give him a matona, I'll make him free. And not only am I going to make him free, adrabe. If he bald, he's such an eved neemon, I'm going to make him, I'll give him a lot of money. I'll put him on his feet. I'll make him become an odin. Faker, I'll exercise my gewaldige middle from hatova. He calls in the eved one day. As soon as he calls in the eved comes down, he falls to him the way he's supposed to, like an eved in the old days. It's the full koyde bazei in front of the Odin. Adoni, what can I do for you? He says, sit down, I want to talk to you. He says, listen, everybody that comes into me, I give. I like to be a giver, and I want you to appreciate my middah from giving. You know what? I thought it over, and I was machlit, that Vibalt, you're a gewaltige Eved Neman. I don't want you to lose because you're an Eved Neman. No, Adraba. I want to give you, I want to give you the biggest matona. I want to give you freedom. The Eved says, how could I don't deserve such a zach. I love working for the Oden. Oh, but the matona from freedom is nothing bigger. I don't deserve such a zach. He says, no, it makes no difference. You deserve, you don't deserve. I want to be a giver, and I'm going to give you this matona. No, the Eved couldn't believe this matona. He told him, at the end of the week, I'm going to be meshacha you. You're going to be totally free, and I'll set you up in an oifen. I'll set you up in an oifen. You'll be gewaldig, and you'll be on your own. The Eved couldn't believe this moiridike mamish, this moiridike maimid that just happened here. And of course, he did the next few days. He did his work by Amuna, and that day he comes in. The Oden comes over to him. He says, sit down. He says, he writes him out of Shtar Shichlur. He says, you're totally free, and here's a bundle of money. Take this money with you. And remember, always be a giving person, just like I'm a giving person. Learn up from my Nemidis, you should also be a giving person. And go out on your own. You're on your own. No more Eved. From now on, you go invest your money in what you're supposed to become an Oden, and you'll be Moiridik Matzliach. No, the Eved hears this. He moves back a few steps and he makes Pishit Yadayim V'Raglayim. He says, Adoni, there's no words I could do. I have nothing to there's no words Chomish can write to thank you. He says, okay, I'll go. But the Oden says, listen, my kind, where are you going to go? You don't even know where to go. So I took care of that also. I bought you a ticket. There's a ship that's leaving to a different Medina. Go away from this Medina because over here you're considered Mamish and Eved. You go away to a different Medina in case anybody bothers you. Here's the Shtar, your Meshucha, your Gansu Fry. Go to this other Medina, gay. And be Matzliach and the Yebshe should bench you. No, the Eved takes it, Mamish, he cries. Akush Zainodin, he tells him goodbye, and the Oden benches him. He goes back, he goes like Ose Shalom, goes out, and he leaves. No, he goes to the port, and Mamish, he feels so, like Mamish, he's in a daze, he has a bundle of money, and he's going towards the port to get a hold of it. He has a ticket, the shoes, he has money, and a ticket was bought already for him to go to this long journey to cross the ocean to go to a different Medina. No, as he's getting by the port, everybody's wrapping, everybody's coming together. It's an easy ship that's traveling over the ocean. And the sea, the Lav B'chol Yoyim, they used to make such a money they can see us, but it's an easy ship, and they have the people that are schlepping with the oars. Every pay is there, and this person gets online to get on. Look, they ask him, where is too? So he says, I'm plenty on money. So one guy says, 1 second, aren't you an Eved? He says, yes, I used to be an Eved, but here's my Shtar Shichro, my Odin patted me, and I can go. Oh, they said, that's a money they can zach. They patted you, say, Shane, says, I'm at Mazel, you already wrote, excellent, come up on the boat. Remember, that everybody has to pitch in on the boat in case there's a storm. We all have to row. We all have to do everything we can. Remember the Tanoim. They tell them the Tanoim how we all live together in the ship because it's a long sea and it's a big sakana to go across the ocean. No, our valley's macabre. We're all in one ship. It's a big sakana. And he gets onto the boat. No, everybody cries. Everybody lives. Oh, Megate. And the ship starts going. No, the ship starts traveling. And after a little while, they look in the back and they see clearly land. And it gets even less and less until there's nothing else but water and alazite. And how do they travel? They only travel only with the stars at night. There's no directions in the water. They travel at night with the stars, those people that know how to travel with the ships, they travel. And they gain weiter and weiter, day in and day out, and they're rowing, this shift takes over that shift, and they're going weiter and weiter. One day, as they're traveling, the captain sees a Sefinster up ahead. He sees black clouds, and he sees that he feels that the waters are shaking. And he sees it's a Rizika Sakona. He feels that there's a storm coming up, and he tells the people, Hezekiah, we all have to have control of the boat, because if we lose control of the boat can turn over. We have to control the boat with whatever we can. And the whole Hilchos Shipurai, he told them exactly what they have to do with the Al-Kotman, Izachar, and they start trying to control the boat. But the waves were going bigger and bigger, and it was coming a Rizika Sakona, and as they were going towards, there was no way out. They were just being thrown into the center of the storm, and the ship is being going up, and it's going down, it's going up, and it's up and down, and people are falling, and people are yelling and shrieking, the Mezetzer, Finster, and Bitter, until the whole ship gives a pick up into the air, and it falls down and it cracks in half. And people are yelling and shrieking, and Mamish Mishrait, and this person is Evan, chaps a hold of a piece of wood, and this guy chaps a piece of wood. But the waters are throwing people, Mamish, not to believe. Until this guy drowns, that guy drowns, hundreds of people are drowning. As that is Father Egan, he's what Rechush, he doesn't have anything. He's just just holding on to mamash, a shtick holds, he's holding to shtick holds, and he's just fighting for survival, and this guy's holding holds, and he sees this guy holding holds, until the water keeps throwing him, weiter, weiter, until he finds himself out of the storm. He's out of the storm, but the waters are throwing him, and he's holding on to this piece of wood, until he sees there's nobody around, he doesn't know if anybody else is alive, and he finds himself on this big plank that he's holding off for his dear life, and the water keeps spitting him out further and further, until about a day or two later, the person finds himself going closer to an island. Nukta lets the koiches, he goes, he's going closer to an island, the hot shnish ken koiach, so the shomeg etois from famatet keit, it's a toast, it's a brochen, but he has to hold on to himself, it's mamish, his life is telling this, until he gets closer and closer, and the water just spits him out towards this island, and there's a gate, and he just goes right onto the island. Goes on the island, zetzach avek and aveint, he cries, nothing's left, he thought for a minute, oh, the boy Shem, 2 weeks ago I was in Eved, I was so happy. Or bin ich einer allein on an island, who knows where, ich bin chayis rois, cannibals, who knows what's over here. Anything can happen. Or bin ich einer allein, and he has nothing, no food, no garnish, it's einer, garnish, it's a bracha, and he blind up, he doesn't know what to do. Nu, aber kann er nicht bleiben, he knows, he has to go get food, get someplace. Where should he go? So he starts walking mit schwache keuches. He's walking, and he's crying, and he's looking, let me see footsteps of people. If I see footsteps of people, I follow it, nu ulai. Sure enough, it didn't take too long. He noticed up a little further up, he saw footsteps of people. He starts following the footsteps. No, he's going to the footsteps. He follows until he sees up ahead there's a yard. There's a riesige forest. And his eyesight is nothing to brag about, but if he's not hallucinating, he's seeing over there, mamish, there's a few hundred people standing there. He can't run away. Should he go to them? He sees them all standing from far, and he's there. We'll have to go to the Betzach Rachman. Maybe they speak the same language. He starts walking. As he starts walking closer, all of a sudden, as he starts getting closer, all of a sudden, all the people still zich avek, and the trumpets start blasting, Yechi HaMelech, Yechi HaMelech. And this person is looking, where is the Melech? Uy veh, Tzarein found the hand for the Melech. And all of a sudden, people start coming towards him, and they start bowing down to him, Yechi HaMelech, Yechi HaMelech. What is this, a dream? What's going on? And all of a sudden, people still zechavek with trumpets and they're blasting, Yechi HaMelech, Yechi HaMelech. And then right away they tell the Tzah, Adoni HaMelech, please, Adoni HaMelech, you can't wear these clothes. And they first put a curtain around them and they shtate their faces with tutzach. And they give him big day malchus. Right away, oh, doch nicht kein Breide, maybe. So he puts it on, he feels like an idiot. Oh, but he puts on the big day malchus. And then they open up the curtain and people start bowing down. And the trumpets are blasting, Yechi HaMelech, Yechi HaMelech. Right away they give him something to eat. Adoni HaMelech, please have something to eat. And right away, chaps epis, but he doesn't know what velech havelt he's on. All of a sudden he sees, they tell him, Adoni HaMelech, please go to your horse. Big white horse. And he has to play along. And they face what they're going to do to him. And he sees the Ernst, Shigoyin. And he goes on to the horse for a foul. And they take him towards the Shtot. As soon as he comes towards the Shtot, he sees everybody's dressed in Yontiftika clothes. And as he's driving by, Yechi HaMelech, Yechi HaMelech, long live the king, long live the king. Was tutzach? Da he pinches himself. Da he says, "Cholim, da chab nish." Was tutzach? Oh, Yechi HaMelech, alle schreien. No, finally they bring him over into the place and then they put him down by his throne. As ois geshep from the nesiyah, as a toite, and here he is. That's all of a sudden he's a melech. If I shit nish, was tutzach? But finally sits down on the throne. As he's sitting on the throne, people are bowing down to him, and they told him, "Stam the melech is famate. The melech stam had a long journey." Please, Melech, rest, and tomorrow we'll start the Melucha and the Gewaldige Ruyik Oifen. He doesn't even know where. They said, no, they will show you where your room is, and they show him where his room is. Kulterein said, Malchus with golden dimes and lebedik, and food and fruits. What's a vil? Is a nari, is an ish, hater, an essen. I say, he's starving. No, essen, he eats until the chaps of the Neshama, and he lays down and he falls asleep. And he sleeps and sleeps the whole night through until the next morning he gets a little bit ruyikate, and he sees he's talking about a dream. What is a nachamol? All of a sudden he goes up, as soon as he turns the doorknob and he opens up, Shtenji mentions, Solim Yechi HaMelech, Adoni HaMelech. And they tell him, please Adoni HaMelech, please come to your throne. There's already a few court cases. We want the Melech to pass him. Facing his Velech HaVelt, he's on. Look, Azetzach HaVek by the throne. And right away, all of a sudden, six people, these are the Yoyitzim, and these are the Dis and the Knak. When I state, and right away they ask him a Shaila. This guy holds this guy, this goes that way. Please Adoni HaMelech, you're the Shoifet, what's the Din? Adoni HaMelech, you're the king, you have to tell us. He doesn't know what to do. So he says, oh, I think that this guy, The king said this, then it's about the Bainet, this guy to get fat. Next case. And as I hit him, he plays along. Tilly says, I can't finish case out in the puzzle. He looks through the crowd to those Yoitzim. He decided to ask one of these Yoitzim, what's going on? He sees one of his Yoitzim, from the six people that were sitting there, chaps one of them, he says, I'd like you to take a walk with me in the Pardis HaMelech. Ooh, the Pardis HaMelech. Keine Gaitish. To me and you. Ooh, Ramash HaKovid Noida. And the guy goes with him. So the king walks in and says, Hezechai. You know what happened to me? I came. The shit knocked me out. Kambos HaChleb. I come over here and everybody yells at me, Yechi HaMelech. What's going on? Are you going to kill me? What's the plan? So he says, Adonai HaMelech, now that you're asking me, I'll tell you the emes. Be'etzem, you are the Melech. You might ask, Melech might ask, how are you the Melech? I tell you, we have a Sar. A Sar that Shoifet Aleinu. We have a Gavoldik Sar. He's the one that stole the Vector's whole Medina. And he said that he's not ready to be Melech. And he has a Mulyadik Koyach HaTfilah. And he's Mispalel every single day that the Rebbein Shom should send us a king and we take a king for a year. And at one time, after we mishaleach the old king, we all go to the water. And we wait be'amuna shleba, that the Eibishah should send us a man. That man that comes, becomes our king for a year. And he's a king for a year. And you happen to have been the person that the Eibishah answered our tefillahs. And you are the king for a year. So he says, really, I have the koyach mishpat? He says, yes. But Adonai HaMelech, I want to tell you, you have the koyach mishpat only for 1 year. After the year, you're no more Melech. So he asked them, Yoyetze, Meine, Yudike, tell me, what happens after the year? So he says, I'll tell you, but please, Melech, don't be angry. After the year, they take the Melech, just like they made him a Melech, they take him, and they raise him up from his throne. And they take him, and they put him into Iye Ayom. They put him into a different island, where he never was before, and he could take nothing with him, and Dortin is it. So the king said, what happens with the other kings? The others? So that's where they are. We take one, this is the way the Mahalach of the Medina is. You fell into this Medina, this is what it is. He says, no, if this is my girdle, this is my girdle. And he kept on living this way. He figured he might as well eat all the slime as much as he can. When the gate door, that's where he's the Melech and the Shofet, and this is the way, as they left there. As about 3/4 of the year went by, so what's going to happen after another few months, they'll take me to Mitzabrach and the Beina. He says, Yoyetz, I want to talk to you. He went to the party, he says, let me ask you, is there any way you can give me an Eitzah to help me out, that I shouldn't lose my Melucha? So he says, no, there's no way I can give you an Eitzah. This is the Mahalach from this Medina. This is we live in. This is a small island. There's no place in the Stam of the Velt that they live this way. But this is the way we live. We live by everybody giving. We have a king for a year, and that's the way we live. This is the Mahalach. She said, is there anything I could do to help myself? She says, yes. I'll tell you. You know what you should do? Du bist der HaMelech, Chochmein, du bist der HaMelech. So anything that you say, people are going to listen. Find out the Iye Ayom, that island where they're going to send you, and send ships. Send ships and build up over there a palace. So that when they send you over there, you'll have Buchanan Zuma, you'll have a palace, you'll have money, you'll have food, you'll have everything. So we say it. So he asked them, so did you say such an Eitzah to the other kings? So he said, Avada. So what did they do? Nothing. They were so fanuma with the glory that they didn't think about the future. And they just, this is the way they lived. They lived like kings and that's it. Then afterwards, Mrs. Zabrach and the Beina. She says, Oibas, will you help me? So Avada. Whatever you want, I'll help you. She says, listen, I'll take you into confidence. You'll be with me, Ashutif. Help me, what should I do? She says, I'll tell you. Right away, you should have this man. All the people in the Stadt, all the people in the area are going to listen to you. All these people, all going to listen to you. Take bricks, and then send the strongest man, and they should build, until you'll build up yourself up a palace. And the first floor, you should have this. And the second floor, you should have this. He tells them what to build, Sigavaldik, Adla Hafli. He says, what should I do about food? What are you talking? We'll send food, and you send food. And this is what the guy did. The king of the Gitach, he didn't rest for a second. And he went, and he sent men. day and night. The Yoitz was with him. Adoni HaMelech, I'm with you. Day the Melech didn't sleep, at night the Melech didn't sleep, and right away these ships came back, the next ships he sent. Up and back, the ships were going up and back, and workers, he put them to work day and night, and they built him up a palace, and they told him exactly where the palace is, and they told him, Sigven Gewaldik, and he built himself Gewaldik. And the king was living there, and he was living in his, I can't finish writing. One day was near the end of the year, he sits, he sees the Yoitz is with him, and the Yoitz is smiling to him, and him with the Yoitz, only they really know Mamish. Of course, those people that Masasik knows, but all the people, the Etzim and the Meluch over here, they didn't realize what the king was preparing. And he looks to the Yoitz, and he bends down to him, he says, Yoitz, ich zog de emes. I don't know how long I'm going to be a king over here, but I can't wait to get there. Dort no bech alles. Bleak, full and bleak, tachas, what am I? Here it's only limited, there it's not limited. He says, Adoni HaMelech, you're right. The Melech didn't think, it took another few days, a little while, and the Melech forgot exactly what day he finishes his melucha. All of a sudden, the Melech comes in with the ganze gavus aleiv, and he comes to his throne, and he sits down, and he's waiting for the Deish Mishpat. All of a sudden, a guy comes, a smack off the crown. This guy reist him up, the hezim mishlapt him, and he's yelling, chutzpah, marid b'malchus, kill him. They take him, they beat him, they clap him, they hug him. Arois, arois, Melech, no more, gehendig, the geschef. And he loses himself, he doesn't have, no, what are you doing to me? And he's yelling, yell, and then, and then, goodbye, good luck, Charlie. And we like them, and then we put him in a robot, and we schlepped him, and we schlepped him, and we schlepped him, and we gate him, and he goes to the other place. Ad kan de meise. Azeit Rab Nachman is in. Zog de heilige Rab Nachman. This is an emes, a meise, zog it. It was a Medina that used to phrase it that way. This Medina is just like us. The Eibish is doch the Odin. The Eibsha is a hatova, the Eibsha tutach hazeifel toiv. So what does the Eibsha do? He sends down a neshama. Neshama le, du bist an melech into a guf, but only for 70 years. After 70 years, you have to come back. Was tut an arish a mensch? Heb du nas a salami sandwiches. A hak der ein, a hak der ein, a hak der ein. Kum zan yoitz, yeitz a toiv. Brudike, you're not going to be here forever. There comes a time they're going to take you out of your melucha and you have to go home. Oh, but it's as if I shik it. He has a car, he's tearing down the parkway. Oh, I thought that Mamish will have a cigar and he's going to Acha, it's a Lebedek. And he doesn't realize, Narein, about come the end. Oh, but to the Kluginke? Ah, I can't wait to be with Abayin Rover. He fills up the Yenna Island. He fills it up with mitzvah, some ice and toivim. Noch a mitzvah, noch a mitzvah. Slof nish banach. Thursday night he doesn't sleep. I let it noch, noch a minute teure, noch a minute teure. Noch a min yesh min abba, noch a kapitel tillim, noch a chesed, noch a brocha, noch a thank you, noch a gute sach, noch a gute sach, noch a gute sach. Until the person becomes an old man, I sees, like the Rabbeinu Yoni says, hascholas harisas habinyin. When he feels that his binyin is not going anymore, when a gate shame bal tahem, so he bends down to his yetzer toiv. Ah, erkenshin is vaden to be with the heilige tzaddikim, to sit together and be mishtashaya b'toyra with the Ktzeis HaChoshen, with Abayin Rava, with Rashi, and with Toysvis, and with all the tzaddikim, with Avraham Avinu, Kenshin Ishvayin, to be together with these tzaddikim. Those are the Kluge Mensch. Just want to chaz over, Abdover, I know I'm way, way over time, just let me just chaz over the Nakuda, so we should just start, remember the Nakuda of the Shmuz. The Shaila was, what was the problem with Shimshon HaGibor? Shimshon HaGibor b'negeya to us was a tzaddik b'ligvul b'litachs, we have no hasoga. But the Chazal wa magalat us a gavaldik in Nakuda, that when the Eibishter gives us a matona, when the Eibishter gives us a matona, the b'yrei kol olomos, they're gavaldik ya'odoin, the odoin that is hatovas b'ligvul b'litachlis, we can't be choyt of it and put it in our pocket. We have custard donuts in another 2 minutes. Chapman's a lebedik, mach the brocha, you take a bite, it falls off on the other side. Nein, nein, zog a brocha, but thanks, Abayin Shem, thanks for the custard donut. The custard donut tastes good, and I appreciate it. Baruch ato Hashem, elekeinu melech olam, zog a melech from the ganze welt. Boirei minei mizoynis, thanks for the custard donut. And that's how you got the matona, is the Eibshah giving next week noch a custard donut. And all the matonas that the Eibshah gives you, if you machazik yourself, and Yachas back the matona to the Eibishter will never, never leave us. So the Eibishter's benching, the Eibishter's leave, believe, gvulim, believe, tachlis. And yet the Yidin's ein hearts, hotach be'etzim, the Eibishter leave, believe, gvulim, believe, tachlis. So it's the Eibishter, Allah benching, we should always be miyachas. All the matonas that the Eibishter gave us, we should tell him thank you.